This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. It is Holy Week, and Christians around the world are observing the run-up to Easter.
It's also the week of a different Christian phenomenon. The 16th and final volume of the Left Behind series is in bookstores. This series has sold more than 50 million books, and as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, it has changed publishing.
Before Left Behind, if you wanted a novel with a Christian theme, the easiest place to find it would have been one of the thousands of Christian bookstores that dot the country. Fiction that had religious faith as a central part of the storyline was usually hard to find in mainstream bookstores. Then Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins published a novel called Left Behind. It's a thriller based on the Book of Revelations. Suddenly, Christian literature became very visible very quickly.
I think that probably this Left Behind series brought it to the fore and was accessible enough that someone who maybe wasn't in a very ardent Christian or wasn't a very evangelical Christian, it made it relevant to them as well if they were just kind of passive Christians, because it is a good story at the core. I mean, it's one of the greatest stories ever told.
Lance Fensterman is the director of Book Expo America, the largest booksellers convention in the U.S. He says that while there had been Christian books before Left Behind, this novel, with its modern-day apocalyptic scenario, caught the interest not only of Christian readers, but of secular readers as well, which, he says, caught publishers' attention.
Money talks, and it forced publishers to, and bookstores for that matter, to really look at the genre as legitimate. Not a boutique, per se, but as a legitimate mainstream seller.
Today's Christian bestsellers, like Rich Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life, are direct beneficiaries of the Left Behind phenomenon. Left Behind is set in contemporary New York City. Its hero is an upright airline pilot. A former European diplomat is the Antichrist. Left Behind's title refers to the rapture, the time when true believers ascend to heaven to join Jesus, as the unbelievers are left behind on earth to face the impending battle between God and Satan. To the astonishment of mainstream publishers, Left Behind stayed on national bestseller lists for months and months. That's no surprise to Rebecca Seitz. She's president of Glass Road Public Relations, a powerful publicity house for faith-based literature, and she saw mainstreaming coming.
There's now chick lit and mom lit and lad lit and cozy mysteries and suspense and romance. And
so wait. There's Christian chick lit?
Oh, yes.
Women still agonize over boyfriend problems in Christian chick lit, Seitz says, but there's a critical difference.
The woman is not just a sexual being, so we don't have to show her in fiction, especially in chick lit, as just someone who's sleeping around all the time.
Sex in the City without the sex, which sells just fine, as publishing houses have discovered. Rebecca Seitz says there are other ways to reel in a reader, even a non-Christian one. But, she says, Christian writers can't rely on sex or violence to carry their books.
I think that when you're a Christian writing, that you have to have an extremely strong story because you can't fall back on the easy stuff.
Book Expo's Lance Fensterman says in the last few years, mainstream publishers have embraced the Christian market with a vengeance. That's reflected in their new space on BEA's exhibition floor. Before the interest spawned by Left Behind, Christian-themed books and their publishers were often located in the Siberian reaches of the exposition space. Not anymore.
So part of the reason you may see religious publishers becoming a little bit more mainstream physically on the Book Expo show floor, that's got a lot to do with it. Now they're a part of a Random House booth or a HarperCollins booth, where in the past they were not.
As the last Left Behind book, Kingdom Come, is released this week, the series has ended, but the publishing miracle wrought by the series now has a life of its own. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.